what town?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, let us extend our thoughts in union as we work to enrich the lives of our residents. Let our deliberations be free of rancor and filled with the concern of others rather than ourselves. Let us plan beyond the obvious that we might protect our neighbor from the unintended consequences of a shallow thought. Let us remember that we are the people's servant, not they ours. Let us proceed in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening. I would like to call tonight's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. Board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sesich?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
She will not be here.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Ms. Vickers?
Here.
You have a quorum?
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Gilmore, seconded by Hendricks. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition. Member Kellogg, would you like to tell us who's in first place in the National League Central?
It is St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, is it? Okay, thank you.
Really?
Public comment?
Point of order.
Let the record show there is no public comment.
Can I make a
consent agenda. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion second. By Hendricks, seconded by Giles. Motion to approval of the County Board minutes from August 6, 2019. Standing Committee minutes approval. Approval of claims in an amount not to exceed $853,191.65 and pettit jurors against August 2019 claims in an amount not to exceed $587.04. Approval of petition 19-29, request from Richard Wagner on behalf of State Bank of Illinois to revoke a special use permit granted by Ordinance 1996-13, allowing a bed and breakfast at 15426A Millhurst Road in Fox Township. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All eyes, thank you. Old business? New business. May I have a motion to approve a resolution supporting the USDA Farm Service Agency in Yorkville?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Gangler. Mr. Kellogg, would you like to read this for us?
I will. I've been yelling at 3 and 4 year olds at soccer, so if I have to take a drink, I apologize. Resolution supporting USDA Farm Service Agency in Yorkville. Whereas beginning on October 1st, 2019, Kendall County FSA Farm Service Agency is scheduled to combine with the LaSalle County Farm Service Agency. And whereas the Kendall County location will only be open one day a week via appointment only. And whereas the in Kendall County, 99% of farmers visit the USDA Farm Service Agent's office in person for service, and whereas concerns include limited customer service availability for signing up for farm bill programs, certifying farmers' planted acres annually, and signing up for the upcoming market facilitation program, and additional travel and inconvenience to conduct routine and confidential business transactions for Kendall County farmers, and whereas the USDA recently signed a long-term lease for the Kendall County office, and whereas combining the two counties will make for potentially the largest farm workload of any USDA FSA office in the nation, and now therefore be it resolved by the Kendall County Board that the County of Kendall requests the USDA Farm Service Agency office in Yorkville remain open on a full-time basis, and be it further resolved that the County Board directs the County Administrator to transmit suitable copies of this resolution to the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fodice, members of Illinois Farm Service Agency State Committee, Farm Service Agency Illinois State Executive Director William Graff, members of the Kendall County Farm Service Agency County Committee, Representative Lauren Underwood's office, Senator Richard Durbin's office, Senator Tammy Duckworth's office, presented and adopted by the County Board this third day of September 2019.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. And, Scott, I noticed that Bill Foster's name is not here. We probably want to add him. Is that why you had your hand
raised?
As well.
I know. I was like, what?
I'd like to make a motion to amend the resolution to add Representative Bill Foster's office right before Representative Lauren Underwood's office.
Second.
There's a motion by Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks, to add Congressman Foster's name right before Representative Lauren Underwood's office on the resolution. Can I do that all in favor? Mr. Prochaska?
Are we doing the all in favor on the amendment or the motion?
The amendment.
Okay. I'll wait for the motion.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Mr. Prochaska?
This is one of those issues that would add a lot of distance driving for some of our local farmers, given the LaSalle's office is in Ottawa. It perplexes me that the USDA would choose the LaSalle office while we've merged farm bureaus with Grundy County. There is a farm office in Morris. It would have made a lot more sense for them to, if they were going to merge, select Morris as a location. To me, it's Morris is, I won't say ideal, I would prefer to have something in Yorkville, but Morris is a heck of a lot closer for the vast majority of the farmers in the county than Ottawa is. Well, so I would ask for a yes vote on this.
I also have heard from a number of farmers in the community who have asked as well that this merger would be a disservice to Kendall County, and I believe that our even things such as technology is upgraded here compared to some of the other counties, and so that's an important thing that our farmers are dealing with. And Member Kellogg, I don't know if you have any more that you want to add.
Yeah, I was actually in the office doing my paperwork today for about an hour because the forms that supposedly you should be able to fill out online and mail in, the rules for the market facilitation program are so messed up that it took an hour to sort through my stuff with two individuals in the office working on it. So to think that I could fill this out online and not make an office is a complete joke. While I was in there for that hour, there was probably four or five other farmers that came in with similar issues, and they're not saving any money. They've got a lease on the place. The reason you have to call for appointments is so that somebody can come to the Kendall County office, get your records, and take them to LaSalle to meet with you there, or schedule it so they can meet with you at the Kendall County office. The two employees, or three employees that are at Kendall County are going to LaSalle. They're not saving money anywhere. I talked to members of the state committee, and they just said it's a budget thing and they can't do anything about it, is what I was told. It's really kind of frustrating because you look at the population in our county and we keep moving these, whether it's the Farm Bureau or the Farm Service Agency, out, and the urban community no longer sees that sign when they go by it, and kind of out of sight, out of mind. And I've explained to the people that, at the state committee and other places, that someday we need votes for things, and we need the votes of the urban community to understand why we're trying to get something done. And with all the reps and people in our area that won't see this anymore, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's just plain stupid. So, and that's official stupid.
For the record.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. With that, roll call, please.
On the amendment.
On the
motion.
On the motion.
On the motion.
Okay.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Hessage?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. All right. Next, may I have a motion to approve the proclamation establishing Constitution Week?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. Member Gangler, would you mind reading that for us?
Us.
If you don't have it ready.
I got it. All right. Whereas September 17th, 2019 marks the 232nd anniversary of the drafting of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention, and whereas it is fitting and proper to accord official recognition to this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary, and to the patriotic celebration which will commemorate the occasion, and whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17th through the 23rd as Constitution Week. Now therefore I,
Scott R. Gangler?
Scott R. Gangler. By virtue of the authority vested in me as County Board Chairman of the County of Kendall, Illinois, I do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through 23 as Constitution Week, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideals that the framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties, remembering that lost rights may never be regained, and reflect on the privilege of being an American with all the rights and responsibilities which that privilege involves. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the County of Kendall, Illinois, to be affixed this third day of September of the year of our Lord, 2019.
Wow.
Mr.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to amend the proclamation to replace the last word of the proclamation 17 with the word 19.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Kellogg. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. All in favor as to the overall resolution, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Proclamation.
I think next time it's clear that you should read that.
I'm going to read the last one, apparently.
If it has your name on it, anyway.
All right, may I have a motion to approve proclamation establishing 2019 National Assisted Living Week, a spark of creativity.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. I will read it as requested. Whereas residents of assisted living communities are active members of the larger community, offering their knowledge, life experiences, and involvement, their past contributions continue to be a vital part of Kendall County's rich history, and their ongoing participation deepens our state's identity. And whereas assisted living is a critical long-term care option for older adults and individuals with disabilities that fosters choice, dignity, and independence, assisted living communities are committed to excellence, innovation, and the advancement of person-centered care. And whereas in 1995, the National Center for Assisted Living established National Assisted Living Week to honor the contributions of assisted living communities in providing long-term care to America's seniors and individuals with disabilities. And whereas this year's theme of National Assisted Living Week is a spark of creativity, which hopes to inspire assisted living residents to explore their creative side, whether through arts or beyond. And whereas, according to the American Art Therapy Association, art therapy can offer many benefits to older adults and individuals with disabilities, including improving cognitive and sensory motor functions, fostering self-esteem and self-awareness, cultivating emotional resilience, enhancing social skills, and reducing and resolving conflicts and distress. And whereas a spark of creativity is also meant to encourage assisted living staff to think creatively and continue to explore new innovative ways to deliver high-quality person-centered care. And whereas during this special week, assisted living communities across the country are encouraged to organize activities and events which celebrate the individuality of residents, the dedication of staff, and the deep connections formed in these settings. Now, therefore, I, Scott Greider, by virtue vested in me as County Board Chairman of the County of Kendall, Illinois, do hereby proclaim the week of September 8th through 14th, 2019, as Assisted Living Week in Kendall County. I urge all citizens to volunteer in an assisted living community, to visit friends and loved ones who reside in these communities, and to learn more about how assisted living services benefit Illinois. And I haven't heard of more than one, but I'm sure there might be others. The newer place in Yorkville, I don't remember the name.
Cedarhurst.
Is having a chili cook-off, I think, on Wednesday night this week, 4:30 to 6:30 or something like that. So I know that. Next Wednesday.
During the week, yeah.
Yeah. We had an email about it, I think. So if there are others, let us know. It's an important week, and so at any rate, I think we already vote.
We did not.
All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. There is a need for executive session, but not yet. Standing committee reports, Member Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of an intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Millbrook and the County of Kendall to administer the county's ordinances for zoning, building code, subdivision control, comprehensive plan and stormwater management within the jurisdiction of the Village of Millbrook for a term of 1 year in the amount of $1 plus associated costs paid by the Village of Millbrook to the County of Kendall.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. Mr. Prochaska.
This is a renewal of an already existing agreement that has existed since Millbrook was incorporated. This has no substantial changes from the previous year outside of the dates. And the approval, it was recommended for approval by this board by a 5-0 vote of the PBC committee.
Now, this comes up every year. It was supposed to be a short time. When were they incorporated?
2003.
And it was supposed to be a just for a few years while they got their feet off the ground. Did the committee discuss what to do going forward? Is this something that we're going to do indefinitely? Or?
Well, they're only 15.
That's right. So they're still teenagers,
16,
is what we're saying?
All right.
Three more years and they're out the door? Is that what member Hendricks is suggesting?
Is that what I'm not suggesting? Yeah.
Mr. Prochaska?
The committee did not look at the length of time in the future that we were discussing this. Based on previous conversations with the board and the committee, we just forward it right to the board for approval.
Mr. Keppel?
All the fees and everything are collected by the county. We treat them exactly like anything that happens in the unincorporated areas and operate from there. They don't get a terrible amount of building permits or have a lot of work that adds to us. If they were to have a boom or want to do like a subdivision, that could be problematic in the future, but as of right now, it's been manageable.
So if Millbrook Estates comes back through or something like that, that'll be pretty significant.
Yeah, if they wanted to do something like the, the Lennar build out Raintree 2.
That's what comes through us. Thank you. Ms. Hendricks?
That's just what I was going to say, if a big development, but then they have the associated costs that they reimburse us for, but that's kind of where I was going with that. Like, it's just not realistic for them to even do that themselves because the cost is so grossly outweighed by what they need.
Ms. Gilmer?
Wasn't it a year or two ago we kind of resolved this with the insurance, addition of the insurance in there for Millbrook?
Yeah, it took a while. We actually, it took a couple extra months to get the insurance fixed, or not fixed, but whatever the alliance suggestions were for the insurance to get that buttoned up.
And so Millbrook agreed to that, didn't they?
Yes, they eventually did, yes.
Okay.
There was some hesitation from their insurance company, but.
Roll call.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmer?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
All eyes. Thank you. Special committee reports. Other business. Chairman's report. May I have a motion to approve Nancy Ryland to the Board of Health, 3-year term expiring September 2022?
So moved. Seconded
by Sussage, seconded by Giles. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Public comment? Good show, there's no one. Questions from the press?
Jim Wyman, WSPY. Does Millbrook pay the county above and beyond the fees?
$1.
That's it, huh?
Mr. Keppel?
Yes.
$1?
$1.
Thank you. On the USDA Farm Service Agency, what does it do? Is it a place where farmers go to apply for crop subsidies?
The Farm Service Agency administers all of the programs passed through the federal government, whether it be farm bill related or stopgap measures or crop insurance, loan programs. It's a list, probably a full page, a list of programs they oversee.
What's the rationale for them to move it to Ottawa and not leave it here where there's a larger population base?
They claim it's a budgetary decision.
Okay.
And it's the claim.
Where is that office here in York? Is it in Yorkville? It is,
on Route 47, just south of town.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So now, I have a motion to recess.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Hendricks. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We'll recess the Forest Preserve meeting, and then we'll go through the minutes after that.
to go into executive session for the purpose of?
For the purpose of discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Act, whether the purpose of approval, or whether for purposes of approval by the body of the minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes as mandated by Section 2.06, that's 5 ILCS 120/2C21.
So moved.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
No.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Hessage?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Thank you.
I was channeling Chris Hall, what can I say?